Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel, and welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and security at the University of Texas. That's at weather.utexas.edu. This is on this Friday, this 20th day of October, my audio weather webcast as we look ahead to the weekend. Got a lot of stuff going on in Austin this weekend, not only the horns at home at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday morning out at Royal Memorial Stadium. We've also got F1 in town and a bunch of other things. And as we sometimes see, we have some weather complications in the middle of it all as well. We started out here about a day or so ago with increasing the south to southeasterly wind at the surface across south central Texas. That, of course, has been allowing for additional moisture to come up from the Gulf of Mexico, at least a bit of a more of an east to southeasterly wind. That's going to continue the next couple of days. Weak disturbances going by in a westerly wind aloft could trigger a light sprinkle, and that's what we've seen today across here. A few sprinkles this morning. Folks, we had 20% chance of rain all week long in the forecast for today. So this is no surprise. We expected to see it. The rainfall covers very few of us at any given time. So 20%, it probably overdid it on the probabilities when you get down to it. I think we continue with this pretty much on and off. Yeah, there's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on into this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow, but the chance of getting that at any given location pretty slim. A little better chance of just seeing what we've seen this morning across the Austin area, and that's a few sprinkles. Now, with the increasingly unstable and moist atmosphere, we look for sources of lift, and we're going to have one of those sources of lift rather dynamically come through the area by late tomorrow night and early on Sunday. Folks, a pretty strong cold front will press through the area. I expect sometime, current indications are right before sunrise on Sunday morning. As it does, a line of showers and thunderstorms will swiftly move through as the front moves through the area. As the front moves in, wind shift northwest, and we'll see cooler and drier air begin to come in. Rain chances on Sunday for F1 and other weekend activities should be mainly in the morning and then out of there real quickly. By afternoon, north and northwesterly winds, a little cooler temperatures, a little drier air as well. That'll continue into the new week, and then we see a secondary, a reinforcing cold front that moves through the area sometime before daybreak on Tuesday morning. Overnight, Monday night, Tuesday morning, that front will come through since the air mass ahead of it is going to be stable and dry. Little in the way of sensible weather with the front other than just the wind shift and a little bit cooler temperatures as well. But dry weather, plenty of sunshine as we make our way at least through the first half of next week. The high temperature yesterday out at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport for the calendar day was 83. The low was 50, no rainfall recorded. Out at Camp Mabry yesterday along Mopac, the high was 84. The low was 57 for the calendar day, no rainfall recorded. And folks, we had a potential of about 681 minutes of sunshine yesterday. We ended up with about 436 minutes. That's about 64% of possible, probably a little less than that today and tomorrow. And then we'll see the front pass and sunshine will begin to pick up as we go into the new week. Sunrise this morning in the Austin area at about 7:37. Sets this evening at 6:54. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 7:37. And sunset for Saturday evening, the 21st of October, at 6:53. And my forecast today for this Friday for Austin, for surrounding communities, some morning low clouds and a partly to mostly cloudy sky. I think we may see a ray of sunshine this afternoon, but a lot more clouds. A few sprinkles today are possible, and widely scattered rain showers and thunderstorms. Associated lightning risk are possible. 20% chance of rain at any given location and at any given moment. You know, the rainfall occurs, it'll average less than a quarter inch, a high of around 83 if we're lucky today. We've got to get a break in the sun, the cloud cover for that to happen. Get a little sun, we'll see what happens. A south-southeast wind, 5 to 12. Basically the same tonight. A few sprinkles, widely scattered rain showers, thunderstorms, a 20% chance of rain, less than a quarter inch where it occurs. There could be a lightning risk with the thunderstorms that develop, but maybe only one or two of them around the area, so that could affect some high school football. We'll keep an eye on that. Low by morning, 68. A south to southeast wind, about 4 to 8. Tomorrow for Saturday, some morning low clouds, partly to mostly cloudy. Again, let's just go for a few sprinkles across the area and widely scattered rain showers, thunderstorms, a 20% chance of rain where the rainfall occurs, averaging less than a quarter of an inch. And if we get a little sun between the clouds tomorrow, high of 85. South-southeast wind, 5 to 12. Weather changes begin tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Widely scattered rain showers and thunderstorms early, then increasing in coverage after midnight as a squall line moves through the area. Line of thunderstorms with an associated lightning risk. A 20% chance of rain early, but up to 60% after midnight. And where rainfall occurs, it'll average a quarter to a half inch. A little cooler toward daybreak on Sunday morning, low 63. South-southeast winds 4 to 8, more southwest after midnight. And then shifting north-northwest with cold frontal passage before daybreak on Sunday. On Sunday, it's a mixed bag. Variable clouds early, breezy and cooler. Scattered rain showers, thunderstorms before 9 a.m. A 60% chance of rain. Rainfall, first thing Sunday morning, could get us another quarter to a half inch, depending on where you are. It'll be more if you're east of the interstate. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. Rain chances quickly diminishing. High on Sunday, about 79. A north-northwest wind, 10 to 20. And gusty. For Sunday night, becoming clear, cooler, 53 to 56. North winds 10 to 20 and gusty. And I think those winds will diminish just a bit by late Sunday night. On Monday, sunshine, mostly clear, a high of 79. North winds 8 to 15, becoming about 5 to 12 by afternoon. Clear and 55 for Monday night, a light north-northeast wind. And on Tuesday, first thing in the morning, those north winds will pick up again. Light winds shifting northerly, 10 to 20 and gusty as a cold front moves through. Don't worry, though. Sunshine for Tuesday, a high about 76 degrees. Then for Tuesday night, clear and cooler, low 49, light north-northwest, northeast winds by later in the evening diminishing. And then for Wednesday, sunshine, a high of 78, northeast winds 4 to 8, becoming more easterly late. And then clear for Wednesday night, 52 the low, a light east wind. And on Thursday, looking for a mostly sunny sky, looking for a high temperature around 80 as light east winds become southeast 5 to 10 by afternoon. Friends, that's my 7-day forecast for Austin for South Central Texas. Let's look ahead. Courtesy of the National Weather Service, their 8-14-day outlook. It comes from the Climate Prediction Center in the Washington, D.C. area. Folks, this outlook, once a day in the afternoons, comes from the Climate Prediction Center, folks, and it's there to give us a basic trend beyond the 7-day forecast. And they're saying for Austin and for South Central Texas, next Friday, the 27th of October through Thursday, the 2nd of November, temperatures for Austin for South Central Texas near average and precipitation below average. By the way, just letting you know, this time of year, our highs are right at about 79 to 80 degrees, and overnight lows are generally back to the 50s, mid and upper 50s across the area. So kind of use that and looking at the expected near average temperatures and below average precipitation, of course. We could use some rain around here, and hopefully we'll get a little of that over the weekend. Friends, that's my audio of the webcast on this Friday, 20th day of October 2017. I'll update my website, my audio of the webcast again on Monday morning. We'll keep you advised via the website and any web updates, web weather briefings, if there's any changes in the weather. I don't think the thunderstorms will be especially strong early on Sunday morning, but we'll be watching it closely and hope you have a good, safe weekend.